Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf. She responds to Lunishva Asam Yaakov Shom Daf Asitzchok. We're holding Momotzio Daf Pehe. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Aleph says, based on the Pasuk, Vanizos Brisi, Chuche Shalecho, Dvai Shasati Epicho, Loemushu Picho, Pizaracho, Un Pizer Zaracho Meato Vadol. This is a source that calls Shehuta Michocho, Ubnoita Michocho, Ubemnoita Michocho. The fathers of Tamichachim, the sons of Tamichachim, the grandsons of Tamichachim, we have three generations of Tamichachomim. Shuv ein ator presekas mizari. The Torah doesn't stop from that family. And the Mor continues and explains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need a rev lecha b'dover zeh. I'm the guarantor. And me'ato ve'ado ilom, Torah mechazeres alechseh mishaloh. The Torah goes and is searching, going back to its original host, meaning to the family where the Torah was originally. There's many questions on this Gemara. But we'll start with one that some of the first she point out. That we find many times that there are families that had three generations of Torah, and the fourth generation is not Torahic. So what happened with this promise? So the Sefer Chassidim, the Nois Kuf from Vov, brings this concept of our Gemara, and he says if you find that the fourth generation doesn't have Torah, that means they did not marry well. They married their improper families. Continue to save Chassidim and say that's why a person should be very careful who he marries his children to. Should be mishpachos, mishpachos biyuchasos, yoshamayim, toyu gmilus chasodim, in order for the hemshech of the doors to continue. The Divrei Shaul, Baal Asher Lomeishi, he brings in the name of the Ketzos. Well, the Gemara says that the Torah stays with that family. It doesn't mean that it stays that every generation will learn Torah and continue. But they have that spark that can always be ignited. He brings an example. When you light a fire, just a regular fire, and the fire is extinguished, there's no more fire. But if you have wood that was lit and it became coal, so there's always some sparks that are left inside. What the Gemara is telling us is that the source, that spark of Torah is always in that family. And if anybody comes up and achieves it, it will be easier for him to connect to it. And this leads us to what the Maharsha says over here, and what Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in Ruach Chaim. And really, they're coming to answer a very strong question. How can we come and say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is promising that Torah stays in this family? Doesn't a person need to accomplish Torah, to learn Torah on his own? Does it come as a matana, as a gift? So Zog the Maharsha and Zog Reb Chaim Volozhiner, because really it says in the Mishnah in Avos, Hatken Atzvecho, Lilmoy Torah She'ena Yerushalcha. You don't get the Torah Yerusha. Says the Maharsha, that's why the Gemara is saying over here, because Baruch Hu says, Ani Orev, I'm a guarantor. What is a guarantor? A regular guarantor. You have a borrower, and the borrower needs to pay. He tries to pay, he can't pay, so then comes the guarantor. But the obligation is on the borrower. Says the Maharsha here as well. The son, the great-grandson, needs to learn Torah on his own. If he learns Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help him out. And he says, that's what the Gemara says. Me'ata v'adolam, what is it? Torah mechazeres alachsan shalom. What does it mean, mechazeres alachsan shalom? It should have said, chozeres alachsan shalom. Goes back. What is mechazeres? So the Maharsha says, the pshat is, the Torah that he's learning, that Torah that the great-grandchild is learning, that is pushing him to come back to his family, meaning to reach the level of his forefathers. And the way Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes it in a more clear way, he brings a question of his brother, the known tzaddik of Zalman Volozhiner. They asked, what do you mean, if you have a grandfather, father, and son, so the Torah stays in the family, so all Am Yisrael have a grandfather, father, and son. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, three generations. So everybody should stay with Torah. So Antos Chaim Volozhiner is similar to the Maharsha, that of course the Torah doesn't come automatically to that Mishpacha, but anybody in the Mishpacha who tries, who wants, then the Torah will come to him. And he says that shout in the words, Mechazer Selechsan Shalom. It's like someone who's coming and trying to be a guest by someone's house. So he knocks at the door. If the host is interested, opens the door for him, so the guest will come in. But if the host is not interested, so the guest will not come in. The Torah is trying to come, but someone has to open the door for her. And this concept, this mashal, is brought down in Yeruch Chofetz Chaim as well. The Torah is like a guest coming, trying to find a host. But you need to have a host. You need to have someone who's interested in Torah. The Chiddush is that someone belongs to a family of Torah. So then for him, it will be easier to connect and to elevate with Torah if he puts the time and effort into it. That's the Haftacha of Picho, Pizaracho, and Pizarazaracho, Me'ato Ve'adoylam. We should all be zoichet to this. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shoveh email list, to what's a group, please email shomachshoveh@gmail.com.